Hello there, and welcome to another football podcast with myself, Azad, and of course we have Jack with us. And today we're going to be speaking about football in the Premier League during the festive period, right? So the festive period, mainly just Christmas, right? Mm-hmm. And this winter holiday period where lots of people, they have time off, and it's a very exciting period of time. Right. Can you tell us a little more about it, Jack?
Yeah, sure. We're recording this just before Christmas 2025. And traditionally, this is kind of like a jam-packed Premier League fixture period. Yeah. You know, you have games coming thick and fast. You know, there's 2-3 days in between a team playing their matches. Like most traditionally, we had a smorgasbord of fixtures on Boxing Day. That's the 26th of December, the day after Christmas Day. And that would be the day where you, even if you're celebrating with family, you have your phone open. Or going back further, there was a program called Teletext, which was a way of kind of like a precursor to the internet, which you would check on the TV and wait for the results to load up, but you would keep one eye on it. Or you could go and watch the matches in person. It's hard for people to do that, of course, because you often are sharing family across the 2 days of Christmas and Boxing Day. But I think it's, if you are new to the Premier League, this would be like the best time to come and watch it or focus on it, because you have so many fixtures, so many games coming on, and, you know, tables can turn. We also mark it with the Premier League as kind of a, as a marker. Whoever is at the top of the Premier League at Christmas is usually seen as going to win the Premier League by, when's it finished? May.
Yep.
I think there's only a couple of instances in the history of the Premier League since 1992 where the club who isn't top at Christmas doesn't win the Premier League.
Correct.
So it's a really important period, I would say, and a fun period for sure.
Yeah, I think the fact that people generally aren't working during this time, and the children, they're not going to school, it's a time off for them. It's when they can sit and they can watch it together, either at home or in the stadiums. So the places are louder.
Yes.
They're more, you know, happy generally. People, they'll get their gifts and stuff like that. So generally.
Yeah. There's even football chants which come out just for this specific time of year. So yeah. I know when I go to Old Trafford, we sing the Cantona song to the 12 Days of Christmas, which is simply 12 Cantonas, 11 Cantonas, 10 Cantonas, 9 Cantonas, 8 Cantonas, and that's all it is.
I always wondered, by the way, what are they actually saying?
And it comes out every year, and I love it, because also the tenor or the register of the voices, the Cantona comes out, and it's a lot of fun. I love that time of year.
It's fun, yeah. It's fun to hear that and to experience that and to go through that experience. But I think you've alluded to it before, you know, the fact that it's a very busy schedule. So there's lots and lots of matches. So I think we might actually talk about this in the podcast in the future, if you don't mind. You know, are players overworked and overtired? You know, lots of injuries in the future. So this is just a pointer to the future in terms of a podcast idea. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. It can be almost a make or break period as well. Like you're saying, the injuries, you can have a player who's had a really good start to the season since it kicked off in August, and they could get injured just before this critical festive fixture period. And it can be detrimental to the ambitions of a team. We're in a position as well at the time of recording where we also have the African Cup of Nations, which is starting towards the end of 2025, leading in quite nicely into the new year. I really like AFCON. I think it's great.
Me too.
But you are having players from the Premier League going off. So managers and coaches need to change their tactics. You know, you have to think about what your team selection is, what formation you're going to play. So it's just another factor which makes it exciting. I know we were talking before, I don't think Arsenal are losing any players to AFCON.
None.
But my team, Manchester United, we're losing like our whole right side. We're losing Mazraoui, Amad Diallo, and Brian Mbeumo.
Yeah.
So critical period for Man United.
Yeah, must be very, very annoying as well. The fact that there's so many matches coming. I think some matches, they actually, some teams are actually playing only 48 hours after they've played. So that's ridiculous. Like,
think about that.
And when you look at, listen to the sports scientists, and they say they need 48 hours to recover, let alone play another match. So that's just a recovery period. And then they need to train, and they need to get the tactics in order. Then they can play another game. So that takes like a week, maybe. So the fact that they're playing every few days, and obviously the manager, they can change the team around, but he doesn't want to change the team, of course. So there's so many factors.
Of course. He wants to play his best 11.
Exactly. And of course, the players, they want to play every single match, but the bodies, they can't handle it. And then they shut down, right? They get an injury, they get some problems. So as an Arsenal fan, I've seen this many, many times. Right?
Too many times for your own good, right?
I think so, yeah.
I think as well, one important thing to note, if you're looking at it from the outside, is we've said this before, England is very small, you know, compared to other major players on the on a global scale. But what tends to happen is around this period, you will play clubs which are kind of closer in proximity, in geographical proximity to you. So I think we always end up playing like Wolves if they're in the Premier League around this time, and Newcastle. I think it's too much for like a Manchester City or Liverpool. It would just be chaos, right?
Yes.
But just because of that, the size of that rivalry. But just keep an eye on, it's really cruel if you see Newcastle versus Bournemouth, for example. But I always kind of like, just keep an eye on what fixtures are happening around that time and how it's been arranged.
I never really thought about the geography of it, because to go from one city to another city, it could take hours and hours, and at like 5-6 hours, right? Something like that, right?
And it's more difficult around this time of year. Yeah. People on the roads, going out to, you know, shopping centres, going out to visit family. We say up here in the north, the roads are chocker, you know, everyone's out and about. And so it's just an extra complication. But yeah, it's kind of, again, do your own research. I should have done it for you guys, but we kind of play the similar teams around this period.
Yeah. So the crowds and the fact that there's lack of services as well. That's why there's no matches on Christmas Day.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. But within the stadium, I've got to admit, it's one of my favourite times of the year, you know?
Really?
Again, you get the sense of camaraderie, community. It's warmer when you're surrounded by all those bodies, you know?
Body heat.
Particularly when you...
Right.
Yep, particularly when, hopefully, you're watching your team celebrate a goal,
of course,
or a critical goal.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is a bit of a schlep, a trek to the stadium. And, you know, it's particularly in the north, it's grim, grey, dark, cold, rainy, wet. Mm. But once you're in there and you're watching... kind of your players suffering on the pitch, but you're wrapped up warm.
Yeah.
We've talked about this in a previous podcast, what to wear, you know, get your woolly hats, get your gloves, get your scarf, not your half and half scarf. We frown on half and half scarves.
We don't agree with that.
No. I think West Ham have banned half and half scarves.
Yes, they did.
Anyway, that's another podcast. But you get in, you see some friendly faces, and again, it's kind of like going to the cinema, you know, warm cinema, in the middle of winter.
Yeah, so it's a really exciting time, and we do recommend it, you know, going to the stadiums during this period of time. But what do you guys think? Let us know, right, regarding this topic in Christmas. Yeah.
Yes, I would love to know what would be, if you're travelling from overseas, what time of year would you look at coming over to visit the Premier League? Would you like to start when everyone's uncertain who's, you know, going to finish where? Would you like to come this congested period around Christmas, so you can see many games, or you can see the table flip on its head? Or would you like to see it towards the end, in the spring, where, you know, one team might have run away with it, or there could be a title battle? Let us know. Or if you have been to the watch Premier League games over here in England, when did you come and what games did you see and when?
It seems like you're recommending this period of time. It seems like this is the best period of time to actually go.
I would say so. My personal favourite, yes.
Your personal favourite, okay. Just brave the cold.
And the best time to eat chips and gravy outside, you know, it warms you up.
A lot of nostalgia in this speech.
Yeah, get your pies. It seems.
Lovely.
Happier times.
Happier times. Okay, lovely. So yeah, let us know. Check out the content below, and hope to hear from you guys soon. Goodbye.
Take care. Bye-bye.